I want to make a bridge between what we have in chapter 37 to chapter 39. To me, in chapter 37, you have a smaller circle. And when we start, we usually start in a smaller circle. Before you go into the workplace, before you go into a university, you are at home. Mm-hmm. And in that smaller circle, if the features of understanding the father's right in the house are took hold of in the soul, if I am a young person having, as we have heard, the discernment to know what's right and what's wrong, to know that when there is something, I have a very open relationship with the Father. Talking about freedom of speech, you know where you exercise that? In the presence of God. Tell the Lord Jesus everything. Speak to Him. Talk to Him about everything. Everything that is burdening you and everything that's burdening everybody else. Because as we have heard, if we go to Him first, because we all have that self-righteous thing in ourselves. You know, I look at somebody and say, oh, look at him. I'm not like that. We have it. But when we go to the Father, it's not that. That will equip me when, as we have heard, to go to Him. So number one, in a smaller circle. It's so easy to go in the world and say, I'm a Christian, and you disobey your parents. Or you disrespect your parents. Or you have no relationship with the Father. Or you are just, you know, bad-mouthing your brother. It's you do that at home, but then you go in a meeting and everything looks fine. Listen, in the moral circle, you need to show those features first. Now, so he proven himself in the Father's house. He was trained and he was exercised. Therefore, when we go to chapter 39, now the comfort of the Father is not there. That so environment that is you are familiar with is not there. But you know what? The same God that was with Joseph when he was in his father's house. Joseph knew that God. Therefore, when he was in a very unfamiliar territory, some of you might be going to a university away from home. Unfamiliar territory. The comfort of home is not there. The friends and the brothers and the sisters that you know are not there. But if you are been trained and exercised to realize and conscience of the presence of the Father, you will be able to take it there. So now we go to chapter 39 and we see what happened there.
And I think it's a nice segue, Emo, because I think we have to understand that what I am is what I take from the homes in which I come. And so if, and we sit here and we talk very practically on people, so if there is some strained relationships with your parents, you need to correct those. You need to, our parents are not perfect, but parents, Christian parents, have a desire to see their children walk in truth, follow the Lord. And so pray for your parents, but always, you always think of them as that which God has given you to them. And the foundation that you and I have coming from that small circle where we begin is that what's going to take us and help us when we are in the public sphere, in the Potiphar's house. And I think that's what's very important for us to take. Joseph went to his father because he knew his father's standards. He knew what he upheld, and he knew he was going to get help from his dad. And so now when he is many years later, one who is older and in responsibility where he has a job, those characteristics, those elements that he found in his father's house, or in his heart, and it's that which helps him to make right decisions in Potiphar's house.
We need to understand too, again, the beginning point was the home setting, his personal life with his family and with his God. There was a personal walk before the Lord. And so when he comes to Potiphar's house, the Lord was with Joseph. We need to understand that what I am at home, I'm going to bring into the meeting. I'm going to bring into society. I'm going to bring into the classroom. If there is not a personal walk, if I'm contentious with my parents, I'll be contentious with my brothers and sisters in the meeting. I'll be contentious with my employer, with the police officer, and so on. And so, again, it begins with the personal walk with the Lord. It begins with a right relationship with our families. And many come from various circumstances in our families, so we understand that. But it begins at the core is with the Lord.
If I can just switch the application a little bit when we ushered into chapter 39. It is good, as we have heard, for everyone to know that you are loved of your parents. Because when someone takes hold of that truth, that I'm loved of my parents, then they would know and understand that their parents have their best interest for them. But in chapter 39, as we have heard, in chapter 37, he had his earthly father. But I want to suggest to you that when we come to chapter 39, he has his heavenly father. And that's what we need to keep in mind. That when we are ushered into difficult circumstances, maybe my physical father cannot help me. My physical mother cannot help me. But my heavenly father is ever there. He can help me. And that's why when Joseph was uttering words, he was uttering it with the sense of the presence of God himself. And that's who we are talking about, our God and Father. So that Joseph understood the principle that my heavenly Father is ever there. I will not be forsaken by him. And that's why we read, as you mentioned earlier, the Lord was with him. And as we understand, I cannot say it enough. Once I know that I do all things in the presence of God, it will change my perspective on things. Just as we are opening it up in this chapter, just remember this, that whatever we do in the presence of our God. And I trust that something like this will take hold of my soul and will change my conduct of how I ought to behave in whatever circumstances God will place me in.
So you see his testimony in doing. Maybe that's the first testimony that we have of him in the world workplace. Okay, now as a slave in the house of Potiphar the Egyptian, okay, in Egypt, right, in the world. And when we read of him, right, in verse 2, the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man. He was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. Now look at, the master saw. You don't read that Joseph spoke or did. Well, we do read that he did, but it's the master saw first what he did, right? The master saw that the Lord was with him. And that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. So here is a lifestyle, should I say it that way? A practical living out of the reality of what he had learned in his father's home, now in the home of the Egyptian as his servant. And he didn't change his practice. He did what was right, what had been learned at 17. He now was living that out. And we see that the world looks, his master looks and said, this one is honoring the Lord. And it was the Lord's name. As we said, the Lord was with him. The master saw that the Lord was with him. And so it wasn't for his glory, for Joseph's glory, but it was for the glory of the Lord. So it is the life that gives glory to our true master. Right? He had an earthly master. He sought to glorify him by doing all things as unto him for the glory of the Lord.